The Story of Puss in Boots. One day, an old man told his sons his life was almost over. He told them how to divide his possessions after his death. He gave his mill to the eldest son, his donkey to the second son, and his cat to the youngest son. When he died, the youngest son was worried that he would die of hunger. All that he had was his father's cat, and all he could do with the cat was eat him and then use his skin for a hat. But the cat promised to make him rich. He asked for a bag and a pair of boots. The boy knew the cat was smart, so he gave him the boots and the bag. The cat wanted to catch rabbits, so he put bran and sow thistle into his bag and went hunting. The rabbits would come into his bag because they liked this kind of food. The boy was happy that he would get such a delicious dinner, but the cat had a different plan. When he caught the rabbit, he went to the castle to see the king. The cat gave the king the rabbit as a present from the Marquis of Carabas, his master. The king was very pleased. But the cat knew that one rabbit wasn't enough. He went to a cornfield to catch some partridge for the king. When he had two partridges, he gave them to the king as a present from the Marquis of Carabas, his master. From then on, the cat gave the king a present from the Marquis of Carabas every week. 6 months passed just like that, and then the king decided to take the princess for a ride along the river. The cat ran to find his master and told him his big day was coming. The boy was surprised, but the cat told him not to ask any questions, just to hurry up. When they got to the river, they made a fire and spent the night waiting for the next morning to come. In the morning, the cat told his master to watch out for his sign, hide his clothes well under the stone, and jump into the river for a swim. That was exactly what the boy did. The cat started calling for help. He shouted that his master, the Marquis of Carabas, was drowning. When the king heard Puss in Boots screaming for help, he told his guards to save the Marquis of Carabas. He remembered that the Marquis sent him lots of presents before. The cat thanked the king and then told him that his master's clothes were stolen and the Marquis couldn't get out of the river. The king ordered his guards to give new clothes to the cat's master. When the princess saw how handsome the Marquis was, she told her father she fell in love with him. The cat heard that and was very happy. He invited the king and the princess to visit his master's land. They accepted the invitation, and the cat ran ahead to make sure everything was fine. When Puss in Boots saw a nice meadow, he told the workers that he was Puss in Boots and was very dangerous. He cut into pieces those who didn't do what he liked. Then he ordered them to tell the king the meadow belonged to the Marquis of Carabas. Further down the road, the cat saw a wheat field. Again, he told the workers he was Puss in Boots and was very dangerous. He cut into pieces those who didn't do what he liked. He ordered them to tell the king that the field and the castle further away belonged to the Marquis of Carabas. Then he ran to the castle. Passing by the meadow and the wheat field, the king was stunned with their beauty. The workers told him that the meadow and the field and the castle further away belonged to the Marquis of Carabas. The princess wanted to see how the Marquis lived, so they went to the castle. In the meantime, the cat went to pay respects to the ogre, the master of the castle. He wasn't scared of him, although the ogre could turn into any creature he wanted. Puss in Boots asked him to turn into a lion. The ogre did it. He looked very dangerous and really scared Puss. The ogre was so glad that he asked the cat if he wanted him to turn into something else. The cat asked him to turn into a mouse, and then the cat ate the mouse. The ogre's servants were happy because the ogre was a bad master. Puss in Boots told them to wait for their new master, the Marquis of Carabas. When the king and the princess arrived at the castle, the cat invited them for a feast. The king liked the Marquis, his servants, and his land so much that he offered him the princess for a wife. The Marquis of Carabas agreed because he loved the princess just as she loved him. He also told the king that Puss in Boots was not his servant. He was a lord and the best friend one could wish for.